We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We head out to the waitfor.com hotline, and a guy who's going to be drafted next Thursday, maybe drafted next Friday. We shall see. He is offensive lineman from the University of Georgia. Solomon Kinley is joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter at 66up_next. Solomon, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for spending a few minutes here in Atlanta, as I know you're probably getting eager and excited for the countdown of this draft to finally get underway.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir. I'm ready. I'm really ready. I'm ready for it to happen. Yes, sir.
How much fun was it playing on an offensive line where the guy standing to the left of you is probably going to be one of the top five or six picks in the draft? A guy just a few spots away on your right-hand side is making a lot of buzz and noise about him moving up in the first round as well. I would think that when you get a collection of guys as talented as you are, that cohesiveness is there. That had to be a lot of fun, just kind of bonding with those guys and playing every week with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. No doubt. Like you said, you got a top five. I mean, top five player on the left side, first, second, two rounds on the right side. Then you got your quarterback. Then you got a running back. But it was just tremendous, man. It was great playing with those guys because, yeah, we knew that we were going to be good, but we never paid attention to it because we always want to get better. We always see weakness in our game, no matter what people say, what people are telling us. So. When you play like that and you play it against a group of people that wants to get better every game, every play, don't worry about what other people say on the outside, you have a great time with a lot of them. And, like, when you go to college, they always say you're going to meet your best friends and all type of stuff. And that's what we really did on offense. And, like, we became best friends, became brothers.
Solomon Kinley joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline, University of Georgia offensive lineman, as he's getting ready for the NFL draft. Talk to us a little bit about Kirby Smart. You know, as what my college football game time partner and a longtime partner of mine on radio, Randy McMichael, Georgia Bulldog legend, there is a partner of mine. And, you know, we always talk about that it feels like there's a different vibe and atmosphere under Kirby Smart at Georgia. Talk to us a little bit about what Kirby Smart brings, kind of the mentality and the mindset that he brings to this Georgia program.
The thing that Coach Smart brings, he brings that passion, he brings that energy. He makes you want to play football. He makes you love the game of football. And if you're not doing those type of things, he will most definitely tell you that you're not doing those type of things. No matter what position you play, no matter who you are, what stack you got, where you came from, how many starts you came in high school, or what your draft possibility you might get going to the NFL. I mean, he just pushes you. He makes you. He brings the best out of you. And he's a great person. He's one of the best people to be with off the field. But sometimes on the field, he can get at you to be like, oh, man. But when he's getting on to you and trying to push you, just know it's for the best of you because he wants you to be the best. So if he's not, you got something to worry about.
How valuable of a resource is somebody like Coach Smart, especially when you're talking about Solomon? It's a unique time. You're not able to get physically in front of teams in the NFL. How important has Coach Smart been for you in this process? Because he certainly has tons of NFL ties, knows tons of NFL coaches. You know, he's got a track record with that league. How valuable of an asset has he been for you in this process?
Oh, man, he's been very valuable to me because he puts into the coach's head that A lot of people probably didn't know because, you know, like you said, it's not, you can't do physical workouts, but he knows what I've been doing my whole 4 years that I've been at Georgia. I became a leader. I became a starter. I never gave my position up, and I became a great person off the field. I became a person to the point where I became the person to the point where I want to be known off the field more than sometimes on the field, because when football is all said and done, I got to hang my cleats up and put my helmet up. I wanted somebody to be able to say, okay, yes, I still know Solomon. Solomon is still doing this. And Coach Smart would be a great person to elaborate on the type of stuff, because the things I did on team and the things I did and how I carried myself as a person.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. We're out on the waitfor.com hotline. University of Georgia offensive lineman Solomon Kinley is joining us here as he's getting ready 1 week from tonight, the start of the NFL draft. We talked about, it's obviously a unique situation. You're not getting as much, you know, kind of time one-on-one with some of these teams. How much has this offseason and getting ready been about the interview process and learning how to interview over video? Maybe more of a learning curve than, say, workouts or physical drills or tests for you.
I mean, it's been tremendous. You know, you get different type of vibes and different type of responses from different coaches. So it really, like you said, you just getting great at interviews type stuff. So, you know, you just take it slow, just do what you're supposed to do, just give the right responses, and everything is that.
Solomon, I can read what draft prospects, get overanalyze all these things say about you, but you tell me, what do you think are some of the strengths and some of the things you bring best to a football team that's going to be looking to draft you?
Me, like I said, I'm a great leader. With my strengths on the field, I'm a great run blocker. I'm a big guy that can move. I'm a great pass setter. Run game, I like to demolish you. I like to maul you. I can get out in open space and do the screen game, and then that's on the field, those type of attributes. But on off the field, like I said, I'm a great leader, and I want to help out the commuter no matter where I go. It can be 12 hours away or it can be 10 minutes away from where I grew up at. But, you know, me growing up, that was my biggest thing, because I really, at times, I never had nobody, and nobody can help me to the point where I want to help others. So I want to just put an impact on another kid's life, as in I wish somebody else could have been on me.
Solomon, you have an advantage, I think, in some ways, because you got a chance. You know, one of the knocks about offensive linemen coming in today's NFL is the fact that in so many of these kind of, if you will, spread types of offenses, you know, they don't do as much of that in the NFL. You still, you know, your quarterback typically still goes under center. You played in a system where you have an NFL-style offense, NFL-style quarterback. It's a run-first type of offense. How much of an advantage do you think that the system at Georgia has given you as you're preparing for this moment to get drafted?
Oh, yeah, like you said, that gave me a great advantage, because we run a post-style offense. It's just really – pretty much going to the next level, whatever team you go to, it's just really just buying into that type of team, buying into that team, becoming a great team, a team player, and try to work your way to be a team leader and just learning those plays and really just playing like you playing in your own backyard.
Offensive lineman for the University of Georgia, Solomon Kinley, joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline as he's getting ready for the NFL draft 1 week from tonight as round one will start. What are you kind of hearing behind the scenes about where you think you're going to be selected? What's your agent telling you? What are you kind of hearing? Potentially a day one, or, you know, is this going to be Friday that you're looking at? What are you kind of hearing and feeling right now?
I really don't know. I'm really not even paying attention to that type of stuff. Like I just said, I'm blessed for the opportunity. Whoever picks me up, I'll be grateful, and I'm ready to work.
Solomon, I don't know if you know or not, there's a team here in Atlanta that could really use a good young left guard. Do you know anybody that's maybe, I don't know, 337 pounds and can move the pile forward that could step in and play left guard for a local team here in Atlanta? I don't know if you know anybody like that or not, but, you know, if you could, pass that message on to that person.
I think I know a guy. He fits very well. He played at Georgia. He's from Jacksonville, Florida. I think I know him. I might have to give him a call, fill him in on this type of stuff. He got a great draw application to fill out, so I might go ahead and send that to him through email.
Have you talked to Coach Quinn and Thomas Dimitrov? Have you got a chance to talk and meet with those guys before?
Yes, sir, I talked to one of them before. I don't know who it was, but I know I talked to one or the other. I can't remember.
What do you think about an organization like the Falcons? I mean, obviously, you know, you're not you played your college football right down the road from where they are. What do you think about a franchise like that? How about the new uniforms too? I mean, you'd even get a chance to, you know, be in a brand new uniform that the Falcons have this year.
Yeah. I like them. I've seen them. It would be great. It really would be me playing for my home city, but in another city, because like you said, I played in Georgia. I was 15 minutes away in Athens. And it really would just be playing at home. Heck, I played so many games inside of the Georgia Stadium, so the Georgia Dome. So it would really just feel like home in Georgia.
You can follow him on Twitter at 66up_next. He is Solomon Kinley, University of Georgia offensive lineman, getting ready for the NFL draft, and join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Solomon, you sound like a great kid. Really good interview. I really appreciate your time, man, and very much rooting for you, and looking forward to hearing your name called either next Thursday, next Friday, and good luck to you, man, as you move forward in your career.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Be safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.